You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network. This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today we are speaking with, once again, Mr. Matt Kuppler, the Vice President and Chief Operating Officer of Max Out Strength Studios. Max Out is a revolutionary strength training system that utilizes the Barwis Methods Tower on each piece of strength training equipment that utilizes a counterweight method that delivers faster results than typical weight training by maximizing the eccentric or negative of a repetition. Kuppler is with us today to discuss how he is now utilizing Barwis Methods Tower to help those in need of strength rehabilitation. Matt, certainly a pleasure to have you back with us on the program.
It's been a long time since we last talked, but I'm very pleased to be back on with you, Eric.
And I am too, Matt, and I know you've got a lot of exciting things going on and looking forward to hearing all the details. So for starters, Max Out Strength Studio is widely known as an innovative strength training program for athletes and those looking to get stronger. So if you would, tell us, how did you get into strength rehabilitation and the service, and take it from there to kick things off today?
Well, we've been in business for 7 years, and through that time we've evolved from trying to provide strength training to everybody to targeting mostly to high school and middle school student athletes and college athletes. And throughout that time, we've had the opportunity to have people come in our doors that have special needs, that need special attention. And just through word of mouth and our existing clients, the mother of one of our existing clients had MS, or still has MS, and was having a really hard time keeping her strength up and was wheelchair bound for 5 years and was regressing pretty rapidly. And the young man who was a client said, my mom needs help. Would you be able to help her? And I'm not one to say no to anybody. And I'm also very realistic in the fact that I understand MS is a regressive disease, and it wasn't something that I thought I was going to be able to cure or anything like that. But if there was a way that we could provide her some help, we were going to. So long story short, we were able to help her. She was able to get out of her wheelchair and start walking and using a walker, all utilizing pretty much the same methodology that we use for our athletes. And what I've come to realize is that the body is the body. And if you can stimulate growth in a muscle, the muscle will automatically repair itself and come back stronger. And it doesn't really matter a whole lot whether or not you're old or young or middle-aged, or if you have a neuromuscular disease or not. If the signal can get to that muscle and I can put stress on that muscle, I can have that muscle regenerate. And that's kind of how it all started. And since then, we've had probably 30 neuromuscular neurological clients along the way who we've been able to help.
That is outstanding. Thanks for sharing that. And that's certainly exciting when you're helping out others, especially within those situations. What makes Max Out Strength Rehab Services different from other rehab programs?
Well, obviously the Barwis Methods Tower being brought into the equation is the game changer for us on everything we do. It allows us to accentuate the eccentric portion of a rep. It allows us to put a heavier load on the body, which causes a stronger neural signal to the muscle we're targeting, which causes greater neural recruitment. So we're able to do things at a higher intensity level with less intensity on the amount of repetitions and a less amount of time. So part of why we're successful is we're not putting 80,000 repetitions on the body annually. We're doing about 12 to 16,000 annually on the body and getting greater results on the power and performance. So it's maximizing the time while you're under load, and that's kind of where our sweet spot is when it comes to developing muscle. And the reality is we're not PTs, we're not doctors, but we do understand how to generate muscle growth. And for people who have been through the physical therapy process and no longer has insurance coverage for that and feel like they have nowhere to go and they certainly can't go to the gym on their own and get results, we're a really good solution for them. And that's really the big difference for us, is we're able to get quality returns on the time they're spending with us to the point where they're able to get back to some level of normalcy and independence, especially for non-regenerative diseases. You know, MS, ALS, there's obviously many factors that go into whether or not somebody has the ability to access a muscle and use that muscle and have use of that muscle as far as like walking or using their hands or their arms. There's a lot of things that go into why they can and cannot do that because of the disease. But in a lot of cases, if we're able to get that signal as a muscle on the days when, say, someone with MS is having a good day, it's a really, really good day. And when they're having bad days, it's not nearly as bad. And that's kind of what we're finding.
If you would, get into some of the kinds of results that you are seeing currently. Share some of those, if you would.
One of the great things that we're seeing is that, especially in our we'll stick with like MS and ALS clients, people with neurological diseases, we're well aware that we're not doctors and we're not physical therapists and we aren't trying to cure a disease. But what we're trying to do is create hope and the sense of fighting spirit inside of them, because a lot of people with those diseases feel as if there's nothing they can do to stop or at least fight against the regression. And with those types of patients, what we're seeing is the days that they have good days are great because of the newfound strength that they have. And the days that are bad days aren't nearly as bad because they have more muscular strength and they're able to at least have a little bit more function, maybe a leg that they might have trouble with because of the disease. And our neurological patients and neuromuscular patients that have like strokes or aneurysms or TBIs, things like that, we're seeing tremendous results as a result of the work we do with them using the Barros Methods Tower and our methodology. And I have one client who's been with me for, it's been like 18 months. When he came to me, he was a stroke patient who was 20 hours on the ground before anybody found him. And that's usually terminal. People don't normally survive being that long on the ground with a brain bleed. He was in a coma for 2 months. After that, he was an inpatient rehab and outpatient. And, you know, by the time he was done, he didn't really have a whole lot of strength on his right side. And he certainly had no balance to do any type of movements, whether it's walking in a straight line or running or anything like that. He was a former college baseball player, 55 years old when he came to us. After 18 months, he's running sub 8-second 40s. He's bench pressing 235 pounds, squatting 400 pounds, throwing and pitching again and hitting 70-mile-an-hour fastballs. He's riding a bike. We actually hired him for starting a transition thing for people like them that get jobs. So we have them doing work around our studio in order to get them comfortable again, being out in front of people, accomplishing tasks and things like that. So we're seeing amazing results. The neuromuscular neurofunction that they have as a result of what they're doing has just been tremendous. And we have a cerebral palsy patient who's been with me for 7 months. She hadn't walked without her crutches or arm crutches in 20 years. And after 4 months of training with us, she walked 10 yards without her crutches. So just building that muscular endurance, that muscular strength has been really promising for us with most of, if not all of our clients.
Certainly a lot to be proud of what you're accomplishing there at MaxOut. We are joined by Mr. Matt Kubler, the Vice President and Chief Operating Officer of MaxOut Strength Studios here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Matt, we understand that you have partnered with the Fighting Back Scholarship Program. Get into those details, if you would. Tell us more.
Yeah, it's been a great partnership. They're a nonprofit outside of Philadelphia that provides post-insurance strength rehabilitation. They've been around for about 20 years, and they've been doing tremendous work with people who no longer have insurance coverage, similar to what we're doing in our place. And they're able to raise money through donations and fundraising to provide funding for people who can't afford to get that extra training that they need in order to continue to progress with their rehabilitation. And the gentleman I was telling you about, the stroke patient who is now hitting 70 mile an hour fastballs, was the first person that came to us from the Fighting Back Foundation. I was introduced to the Fighting Back Foundation through a mutual friend, and after meeting with one of the board members, he felt that Ozzy, the gentleman that I spoke of, would be a good fit for me just on personality-wise. I'm kind of a military kind of guy that, I'll light a fire under you if I got to get you motivated. And Ozzy was apparently just not very motivated to heal himself and to put in the work. So he came into me, and long story short, 18 months later, he's, one of our stellar stories that we have. And the Fighting Back Foundation has appreciated the work we've done with three of their clients so much so that they've actually named us as their the first external location that is affiliated with the Fighting Back program. So we're now a place where they're able to send clients through the donations raised through the Fighting Back Scholarship Program to fund them to train at our facility at Max Out. So they are they're doing great work. We actually have an annual achievement night coming up in April where Ozzy is going to be honored amongst other people for all his hard work and the recovery he's made. And it's a really uplifting and powerful evening of just great stories of life and fight and passion to survive. And that's really what drives me every day when I get to work with these guys and ladies, is because they want so much to live and they want so much to fight to get some semblance of independence back and regain a piece of their life that they may feel is missing. And it's to me, it's one of the most empowering and uplifting experiences that I have annually.
No doubt. I am sure that you do. Lastly, what are the next steps for Max Out Strength Rehab Program?
Well, the goal is to continue to expand with the Fighting Back Scholarship Program because of the work that they're doing. We really want to work hard to try to expand that program. We're still taking people through word of mouth. We're beginning to look at potentially opening up a little bit more of a broader sense of rehabilitation at some point in time, going into the physical therapy side, hiring a physical therapist potentially so that we can provide strength rehabilitation for people with orthopedic injuries. We don't really ever want to get into the traditional physical therapy market because we believe we're different, and what makes us different is the thing that makes us special. But we do see that there is a definite growth pattern that we can follow here that is sort of, like I said earlier, it's taken an organic growth path. And I'm really pleased to say that we didn't push that rock up the hill. It sort of just made its way up to the top on its own. And the goal here is to just nurture it and try to see if we can provide the best service possible and help as many people as we can through our efforts and through using science and motivation and inspiration from others to get people to really work hard and put in the effort. And that's really a lot of times that's what's missing, is just giving them an opportunity and a place where they can feel comfortable enough to be vulnerable and then be challenged to excel. And that's kind of what we do at Max Out.
Matt, it certainly has been great to have had you back and to hear this inspiring message and all the great things that are going on out there. We really appreciate your time once again. Where can our listeners connect with you online, and also how can they get more information about Max Out?
Yeah, if they want to go to maxoutstudio.com, maxoutstudio.com, they can find out everything about our studio in Limerick. If anybody's interested in the Boris Methods, Max Out, Boris Methods Tower, they can go to maxoutstrengthsystems.com, and they can look at the towers. And if anybody's interested in the Fighting Back Scholarship Program, they can go to fightingback, S as in Sam, P as in Paul, .org.
Sounds good. Once again, Matt, we really appreciate your time and for coming out to be with us here today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio. You have yourself a great day.
Take care. Thank you very much.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Matt Kubler, the Vice President and Chief Operating Officer of Max Out Strength Studios. And for more information, visit maxoutstudio.com. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience and join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN, For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.